Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You ever realize, like, when people become obsessed with things and you wonder to yourself, why? Why are people obsessed with this right now? I posted a reel that just hit 1 million views this past weekend talking about this.
Since when did middle-aged women become obsessed with peonies? Like, all of a sudden, my friends are like, did you see the peonies? Oh, I walked by this house. Look at this peonies. And at first, I didn't know what they were talking about because I was like, what? And I always thought it was peonies because the way they spell it. But no, all of a sudden, like, middle-aged moms are like, you know what I'd rather do? Look at peonies.
People are obsessed with peonies.
Which ones peonies. Are those? I'm not good with the plants
and
stuff.
They're like a giant bulb. And, yeah. You know, and I was reading through the thousands of messages on this reel, and I've learned a lot about them because they bloom for a very short period, which is why I think people are obsessed with it, because it's a very short window to enjoy them.
Did it just close, or it's closing right now? Because I think I might know what you're talking about.
Depending on where you are in the country, yeah. I think the it's short, but they're supposed to be so incredibly beautiful. I don't understand why people are obsessed with them. Do you get it?
No, not at all. I wouldn't even know. I'm not quite sure whether or not I could pick them out of a lineup, but my neighbor may have them. My wife may have mentioned them to me a month or two ago. I guess they have been trending.
Yeah, we asked on our social media, what do you think people are obsessed with that you don't get?
Yeah.
Diana wrote Stanley Cups. I definitely don't understand that either. Okay. There's, like, my daughter has one, obviously, because she's a teenager.
Yeah.
But they're so heavy.
It's just a cup.
And you're not supposed to pierce your lips with a straw because then you get the lines on your lips. I don't know.
I hate rubber straws, plastic straws.
Christina wrote avocados and fireworks.
I mean, I like avocados.
Avocados are delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd
put a little salt on that. If you don't like it, put a little salt on it. Try it again. Call me back.
Christina, have you ever heard of guacamole? It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Right. You need avocado.
It's fantastic. And it's simple to make.
Yeah. Chelsea, what's the thing that people are obsessed with that you don't get?
This lip cosmetic lip surgery where they're making their lips really full, like really big.
Yeah. Mm.
And it looks like they got punched in the face. Like, what is the obsession of having these huge lips where the top and the bottom are the same size? I don't think our lips are normally like that, are they?
Some people have beautiful lips like that, like Angelina Jolie. But when you see it done and it's done poorly, no, don't tell me wrong. Plastic surgeons, the ones that know what they're doing, know what they're doing. But the ones that make a couple boo-boos, like Kylie Jenner, was in the news last week. She was just talking about this, that it hurt her feelings so much, people talking about her lip injections, that she had half of it dissolved. Which I did not know was a thing you could do.
Wow.
Something like they pop it like a balloon. Like they just like let the air out. Like,
I mean, when they look huge, like there's no part of it that looks natural. I don't care if your doctor's a sculptor or not. Like past a certain size, they don't look natural. And they don't look like they'd be all that kissable either. It looks like, you know, like when you get like a balloon or something and it's half inflated. You know what? A leaky air mattress. Yeah. That's what it looks like to me. It's like kissing a leaky air mattress. Like, there's too much lip there. A little bit of plumpness. Okay, great. But it gets out of hand.
I get scared. I mean, you know, like, I get my Botox. I love my Botox. But the lip filler thing, every time they bring it up, I'm like,
Yeah. Is it like a tire thing? Can we, like, hook it up, put the needle in, and then kind of be like...
Yeah.
And then you could be like... Oh, I don't know. That looks all right. And then I'll be like,
lip pressure.
Yeah.
I'll keep putting it in there, right? LPSI.
Sure.
That's what that is.
1-800-330-9999. What are people obsessed with right now that you just don't get? Peonies. Peonies. Peonies.
I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. What are we doing here?
We're obsessed. People are obsessed with that type of flower. I have seen so many social media posts, people posting their peonies, and then I wasn't sure what they were talking about because I always called it peonies because the way it was spelled.
So let me understand. Do you want them or do you not want them?
I mean, they're fine. They're lovely flowers, but I don't understand why there's such a deep obsession with them, right?
All of a sudden, right?
Right. Is it because they bloom for such a short period? I don't know.
You don't get it.
Edwin, what's the obsession people are into right now and you don't get it?
Like baggy jeans are back. I mean, I don't like buying new jeans every year, you know? And I feel like people are staring at me because my jeans are too tight. It's like, no, you need to wear them for a couple of years to wear them in before they're even any good.
The problem with skinny jeans is that they were in for so long that people became so accustomed to them. But, like, I'm actually against you. I was ready to see them go. And whenever I see guys wearing jeans now that are too skinny, and some of them work in this office, I'm like, okay, we got to throw those in the fire at this point.
I like slim. I don't like skinny.
There's a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. I don't think I could go back to baggy. It feels weird now when I put them on.
You've seen me wear my baggy jeans because I love them.
Yeah.
I want to stay in this period forever of fashion.
No, I can't do it. And I'm with you, man. Hey, my advice is just stay inside until they come back. Right. And then you can wear the jeans that you prefer that are already in your house.
We'll see you in 4 years.
Hey, Krista, what's that obsession that you just don't seem to understand?
CrossFit. That is still a trend. I keep hearing from friends that they get all these injuries and it's like military training. I'm like, why would you choose to do that for fun?
I think it's a cult.
It's like torture.
Right?
It could be.
Friends I know that are CrossFit people are always posting about it. They're posting their workouts. They're very fit. Don't get me wrong. Their bodies are fantastic. But it's like I don't ever want to get up at, unless I'm coming to work, I don't want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. They'll get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to drive an hour to their gym. Like, it's nothing.
The crazier thing, too, the thing about the cult is, like, when they go to talk to you about it, if you are not receptive or, God forbid, you say anything that mocks it a little bit or whatever, because we can tell the CrossFit friend, we can.
Mm-hmm.
Do they get mad? Do they seem like they're mad? No, they don't show it.
No, because they got
to. But you feel like they're like, you're stupid. They're thinking you're stupid.
No, they're like a family. They're like a cult. They legitimately lean on one another, the CrossFit people. It's all right.
Yeah, but if you're not one of them.
I wish I was part of that cult. If anybody wants to invite me to their CrossFit cult, I could probably use it with the proper knee support.
They don't offer support.
They might. Tony, how about you? What are people obsessed with that you don't get?
Well, I'll tell you what I didn't get growing up was Neopets. Like these little digital pet you would have like on a keychain in your pocket and you'd feed it every day and you get like a... It's like everyone was obsessed with it. And I could, it's like, get a real pet. Like, it can't be that fulfilling.
Is it like
people like
brought
would,
it back?
Like, cried when it would die. You know, I just didn't get it.
You mean like the Tamagotchi?
Yeah. They brought him back, right? This past holiday.
You know, yeah.
There was a new pocket pet or something.
Yeah. I actually showed my 5-year-old and I was like, oh, and I tried to explain to her, like, it's like a little pet in your keychain. And she was not into it.
Yeah, she was like, this is dumb.
She was like, can we get a fish for real? And I was like, no. I'm like, but you can have this Tamagotchi if you want.
She's like, this is boring, Mom. Yeah. Just, you know, I've got an iPad that does so much more
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.